Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome. It's the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. We missed you yesterday. We're back today as the Yankees take on the Blue Jays. Our dear friend Simon Paris was nice enough to lend us that jingle. Since all the other songs we use got us in trouble, someone wants to write lyrics to them and sing it, we will maybe use them, depending on the lyrics. If the lyrics are, Jake's a great guy and everybody likes him, he's really smart and he's really clever, then we're not going to use it. We're in the business of honesty. Jake, how you doing?
James, Zach, everybody. Good to have some Yankees baseball back, babe. 7 p.m., Michael K. Baseball in the boogie down. Toronto comes into town, tail between their legs, man.
Yeah, James Smythe tweeted about something. You want to hear it?
Sure.
He said, the Yankees have won a season high 6 in a row, and they host a Blue Jays team that's lost a season high 6 in a row. Mm. Kluber coming off the no-hitter, going for Johnny Vandermeer. Mm. LeMahieu out. He's becoming a dad today. Mm. Congrats to DJ.
And congrats to Johnny Vandermeer.
Anytime his name comes up, people celebrate. He's got kids. Who have kids, I think, I would hope. I don't know.
We maybe don't he doesn't. Know. Don't
high leg kick
that.
For Johnny Vandermeer.
JVM.
Awkward smile. Oh, okay. Look good in that picture.
Live there.
Vandy's second no-hit victory, greatest feat in game's history, says the Cincinnati Post after he did it. So, interesting teeth on Vandermeer.
Be interesting to see if Kluber does that today.
It would be interesting to see if Kluber did that today. You want to know what the lineup is, Jake?
Yes.
On the midweek show, we always try to guess the lineup, and it's becoming the dumbest segment we've ever done because we've never gotten it even remotely close to correct.
I think our first one was our closest, and now it's just...
Luke Voit is leading off and playing first base. Gleyber Torres is in the two hole, playing shortstop. Aaron Judge in the three hole, playing right field. That makes sense. Gio cleaning up, as he's been doing, playing third. Gary Sanchez is batting fifth. He's DHing. Odor... he's batting sixth, playing second base because of the aforementioned LeMahieu child. Mm. Podcasting voice. Clint's in left. Higgy's catching. Gardner's in center. Kluber on the bump. Weird lineup. Because we thought we were going to have Stanton.
Yeah.
But we don't have Stanton. He's running the bases, they said.
They said he's running the bases and running in the outfield.
Oh, he's been doing that. So yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know.
Hold on. What? I read that quote and I didn't actually think about it.
Sure.
Hmm. Can I find these quotes again about Stan?
You can find them.
According to Boone, Mayhew's expecting a baby. Stanton closer to being activated from the IL. Will have a heavier on-field workday, including running the bases. A possibility to be activated for the series.
Doesn't sound great.
I don't even get it.
Yeah.
Still some hurdles to clear.
Literally or figuratively?
We saw him running like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So, what the fuck? Mm. Something had, either something's off or not. I don't, whatever. Yeah. I guess I'll just trust that. I don't really get it, but.
And I mean, do we get a paternity guy?
I don't know.
Because they haven't done an official announcement like DJ to the paternity IL. Because didn't someone got activated when Rugi was out, right? Glaber.
Ford stayed and Glaber came.
So I don't know. I feel like we're still a transaction short here.
Okay. I have the paternity leave list may be used when a player chooses to leave the team to attend the birth of his child. A player placed on the paternity leave list must miss the next team game, but no more than 3 games. The team can use another player from its 40-man roster to replace a player on the paternity leave list. So are we getting a replacement, or do they not care?
I mean, right now seems like a not care. It seems like Abreu or someone should be around, even if it's just for one game. If they do bring Stan back, I don't know. And we've got both catchers in the lineup.
So, so the bench is Wade, Ford, Andujar?
Wade, Ford, Andujar.
What the fuck? Announce who's replaced? What are we doing? I don't get it.
Nothing announced.
All right. They'll probably announce something soon. So that's the lineup. It's the first time ever we've had Voit Glaber 1-2.
I'd assume so.
Well, you know what happens when you assume. You're probably right.
Sometimes you're right. Sometimes you're wrong.
Yep.
You're guessing. An assumption's a guess with a slightly educated guess.
I don't know if it's like a hypothesis.
Zach, how would you describe an assumption?
I have the definition here.
Something that you generally accept, but may not necessarily be true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing that is accepted as true without proof, so you kind of just nailed it.
Wow.
Webster's over here in the corner.
Hey.
Merriam Webster. Is that his name?
Thanks. My middle name.
Poindexter.
So the chat is telling us that Boone said they aren't putting DJ on the paternity list because he might just miss one day. Well, so did Rugi, and he went on the list.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? You already did that, though.
All right.
You did the one-day thing. Kluber's on the bump.
Coming off a no-hitter.
Facing a team that can hit. The Blue Jays haven't hit. Do you have a what to watch for? Before we get into lineup stuff or before we get into pitching?
Man, I think we're in a tricky realm so far this season. Of constantly watching left field and catcher.
Mm.
So Clint had a good game. He gets to start over Andujar, so that's just kind of a running story. I almost want to ban it from what to watch for because it's a constant. I guess Glaber. Glaber's been hot, hot, hot. He gets slid up in the lineup. And, you know, we've seen Glaber be young at times. Does he start getting off those big swings again? And is he thinking about moving up in the lineup, or does he just keep it rolling? He is 1-for-2 with a home run off of Mats. So a hot Glaber Torres, seeing a pitcher he's homered off of. I got Glaber circled today, Jim. Jim Buck, too.
I like it. And, yeah, the left field, like watching Clint, even though I guess watch Clint because Boone said that he might play center field. I need to see the audio there because Boone had probably shit himself with laughter as he said that to the reporters.
Nevin, you're not going to believe what I told him.
I think he shit his pants.
Yeah.
Do we see...
Even Clint's excited about it.
Do you think Kluber goes back-to-back no-hitters?
No.
Hey.
No, I don't. I'm interested to see what Kluber does today going up against the Blue Jays. We ran into some funky numbers versus good offenses and bad offenses. He's feasted on the bad offenses. The good offenses haven't feasted, but they've gotten him.
They haven't famined.
They ain't hungry. I lost the lineup, and everyone knows that as I do the pregame show, if I don't have the lineup in front of me, I just don't know what to say.
By the way, for your Blue Jays, Simeon, Bichette, Vladdy, Teoscar Hernandez, Grichuk, Rowdy Tellez, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., Joe Panic, and Danny Jansen.
Don't panic. He's Joe Panic. God bless you. You okay?
Kissed up on a Monday night.
Get out of bed at all.
Wondering clouds out my window.
And I can't see it all. And even if I could, it would all be bad.
Put your picture on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Blue Jays, what are you going to say about the lineup?
That the Blue Jays lineup isn't that bad, man. I mean, they've been hitting. They've been losing six in a row, but both juniors, Teoscar and Marcus, all have OPSs with a one dot in their last 10 games.
So that was both juniors, Teoscar and Marcus.
Both juniors, Teoscar and Marcus, yes.
Simeon, 5-for-23, but two homers off Kluber.
Joe Mantiply, ex-Yankee, playing for the Diamondbacks.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember Joe Mantiply.
Yeah, of course you do.
Was he the one where his dad was?
No, that was Joe Harvey.
That was Joe Harvey.
Yeah. Mixing up your Joes. Also, this
pregame... I asked a question.
This pregame show is brought to you by Dugout Mugs, and we got a free giveaway. So perk your ears up, guys. If you retweet the tweet about the pregame show from the Talkin' Yanks account, and you follow Dugout Mugs on Twitter... And if the Yankees win, one lucky winner will win a Dugout Mug and a Talkin' Yanks shirt. To enter, you just got to retweet our tweet and make sure you are following Talkin' Yanks and Dugout Mugs. Pretty easy. I think tune in to my post-game recap. I will be announcing the winner.
For the winner. Then.
So I'll choose one at random, and then it will be announced. And also, if you use the code PREGAME, you get 35% off all MLB Dugout Mugs wind-up season openers. So code PREGAME to get one for 35% off, and go retweet the shit for a chance to win a free Talkin' Yanks shirt. Is it of their choice? Or is it just a Talkin' Yanks shirt?
I think it's of their choice.
Get the Kluber one. Goes back-to-back no-hitters. It's going to have double meaning. And a free Dugout Mug. So go retweet the way. And you'll win the prizes every day. Yankees got to win, though. Corey Kluber's got to be good. My official what to watch for is... Guardy. Two-way Guardy.
Two-way Guardy.
He's going to change. He's going to have a two-run difference in this game.
So he's going to catch a ball that would have scored a run for the Jays.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to drive in a run?
Yeah.
Or drive in two.
Yeah, and not catch a ball.
Or prevent two.
Yes.
Drive in four but have a costly two-run error.
Yes.
Guardy will be net two.
If he gets
That's
a grand
a cremo,
slam,
I
if
think.
He gets his grand slam in the first inning, or in like the third inning, his first at bat, and watch out for a costly error later on.
Wow,
you thinking that's more of a premo?
That feels like a premo, but I'd also want to watch for it.
All right, well, Voit, watch for Voit. He's gonna be a dad soon.
Okay.
So many dads.
Everyone giving him the like, you're next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rugi had a kid. Voit had a kid. Voit having a kid. DJ's having a kid. Is that thunder?
Lightning and the thunder. Bum, bum, bum. I want to see one thing about Steven Matz before we go to the boner draft.
Well, we got to do the bull pitching path to victory still.
And the pitching path to victory.
What do you want to know about Steven Matz?
A couple things on this. Well, he was off to a good start.
Yeah, he went to Ward Melville High School in East Sauerkraut, New York.
Don't say that on here. This is on YouTube. Yeah,
he's having a bad May. Is that what you want to know?
And I included his last April start, Jim. 6.93 in his last five starts.
That's bad.
Boston had 10 hits off of him, 5 runs. Start before that, Philly, 0 runs. So let's see what Matsy's got tonight. What's your Yankees pitching path to victory, Jim?
They're all available.
Todos.
How many lefties do they have in their lineup? Because I need to know if Litke's going to get used. Otherwise,
I think it's two. They have Rowdy, who's switch, and Joe Panic.
So you have no idea.
What was that?
We don't know.
Rowdy's just left. Sorry for thinking he was switch. But yeah, that could be a little lane down there because that's the bottom of the line.
Rowdy and Panic.
Tellez, Gurriel Jr., and Panic, and Jansen, who's a bug eater normally, but against the Yankees.
Yeah,
he's a
but
stud.
Gurriel Jr. is pretty good.
Sure.
It's hot right now.
Caliente.
The pitching path to victory is Kluber to Laza to Chad to Chapman.
Bang.
You can use Litke somewhere if you want, but they had an off day. Everyone's available.
They haven't used Litke in a while, right?
He actually, yeah, he stopped showing up.
That's not true.
They're Litke. Like, you're not going to use me? Fine.
Litke and King have not pitched in the last 6 days.
Well, that's what happens when you're starting pitching's nails.
I'd like to see Litke today.
Okay. Litke is coming in after Kluber. Then it's Laza, Chad, Chapman. Unless it's a blowout because Matz is in a rut, and then it's King day.
They might just skip Laza today and go Litke, Chad, Chapman.
Okay. Do you agree with the King if it's 5-0?
Yes.
Or losing by 4?
Yes.
Okay. Jake has him skipping Laza. Why? Has he pitched a lot recently?
2 in the last 4. Nothing insane, but I don't know. I just think we haven't seen Litke.
The bullpen is completely fresh.
Yeah, man. Has been for
Yemen?
A while. Great country.
No. You don't know that. I'm not saying it's not great. I'm just saying you don't know
that.
Are
you saying Yemen's not a great country?
No. I'm just saying you don't know if it's great or not great.
I'd assume Yemen's great in some ways.
I'm typing Yemen in, and I'm typing news.
I mean, what makes a great country?
Mysterious airbase being built on Volcanic Island off Yemen. So
okay,
it sounds like
so
that's fucking badass.
Yeah, yeah, it's the coolest country to ever be built.
Mysterious airbase being built off volcanic island off Yemen.
So Yemen has an evil
millionaire.
Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go.
Whoa. No one knows who's building a runway?
Yemen airbase. Now I'm hooked.
You look at it, dude. There's a picture of it. It's badass. And no one knows why it's being built?
No idea.
Look at that. So, yeah, there's a lair down there. Like, there's an evil
lair. There's a lair on that island.
Yes. That's awesome.
This is, like, big national news.
Yeah, Biden's got comments on it and stuff.
World powers have recognized the island's strategic location for hundreds of years? What the fuck is that?
No, that's not what they... Is that what they accidentally wrote?
That's an honest statement.
Hundreds of years. So in 1911, there's articles about this strategic island because they didn't even have aerial photos back then. Someone was just, hey, that island's strategically placed. I mean, I don't doubt it, but I doubt it heavily. What's the island called?
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft.
Dude, this news is from like 5 hours ago.
Yeah, the ABC News article from 11 a.m. today. They label it as a 6-minute read if you've got some time.
It's nuts.
Who knew?
Yeah. I didn't.
I mean, I knew because we've talked about it for hundreds of years.
Well, no, it's been in the news.
World powers have recognized the island's strategic location for hundreds of years, especially with the opening to the Suez Canal linking the Mediterranean and the Red Seas. So all those naval battles over the last 100 years. Zach, what happened in the last series?
Looks like Jake got a win last season, guessing the only correct home run against the White Sox, which was Gleyber Torres.
Thank you, Zach.
Yep, good recap.
Good job, Jake.
Thank you, Jim.
Can
I tell you something?
Yeah.
I think this is going to be our best homer draft yet.
Nice. You taking Grichik?
We haven't really had, like, a competitive one yet.
You're real warm.
Oh. Grandma said I was warm like toast.
Does that not hit you?
It hits me. Oh, it hits me, Jerry.
Because I'm freezing.
Turn it off.
Well, I'm not freezing.
I'm going to be warm anyways.
Dude, I'm real worried about this.
Yeah. The Parham Island.
Yeah. It says that, you know, in 2017, they stopped building because of the craggy foundation of the volcanic mountain.
Volcanic island. They tried to build a
the word craggy
landing strip on.
Made me laugh. I just never heard strips. Something this. I just Googled the definition of the word craggy. Mm. First definition, having many crags.
Oh, yes. Filled with crag.
Yeah.
I got my crag pipe. Crooked Ways. First concert announcement. Let's go.
Thank you.
Where is it?
It's in Jersey.
Jersey.
A crag is a steep or rugged cliff.
Makes sense. Astro crag.
I know, but the word crag already exists.
Jersey, July 8th.
Not July 8th.
Okay.
That's a different important day.
Where in Jersey? At the bowling alley down the shore?
No, it's at Artie's Bar and Grill. It's outside. Nice. So if you're still worried about being inside, you can go outside.
You worried about
enjoy.
Being too dark for the patrons of Artie's Bar and Grill?
You know what? We actually were told that we're not allowed to play like any like heavy songs because the bands that are playing there are more classic rock. So if you're looking for that, you won't find a lot of dark energy. So there
you go. What What's always the set says? List?
What's the set list?
Do you have it yet?
You don't have to
leak it.
I don't want to leak all of it, but you'll hear at least one song that everyone knows from us. So,
okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who's up first in the home draft?
I am.
It is Jake.
Okay.
Jake's up first.
I could tell by Zach's reaction it was not you.
I could tell by Zach's reaction that it was.
I didn't want them thinking that was me, man. For the audio only, that was not me.
Illegal microphone moving.
Cheer for old Notre Dame. Grab all your boners, put them to fame. Make a mold of your dick and give it to your significant other on Father's Day. First pick in the homer draft. I'm going to take Gleyber.
Good pick. Good pick, Jake. Great pick.
He's
great
a homer
pick.
Off
good
of Matt's.
Pick. Yeah, he's 1-for-2 off of Matt's with the homer. And a good
homer.
Pick, Jake. Really good pick.
We could see Gleyber having a good day today.
Oh, such a good pick.
You've got the two middle picks here.
You've got the two middle picks.
That, again, was not me.
That might have been you. Might have been you
now
coming.
I don't know which part.
Might have been you coming through my voice. Ba-da-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da-da. Skidamarinkadinkadink, skidamarinkadoo, Jake stinks.
I'm
like
seeing
poo.
A good homer draft for you today.
Yeah, well, I'm taking Voit.
Ooh, lead off Luke.
Because he's about to be a father and he's excited about it. And then I have to go to the lineup because I'm a dumb piece of shit. Da 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 da. Dude, I'm taking Clint. He heard that. He heard that Boone said he was going to be in center field, and he is juiced up about that. And he's the confidence kid, so he'll probably take that, use it on the field.
Knew you were going to have a good homer draft today.
Thanks.
I feel it in my loins. Because the night. Okay.
Because the night belongs to lovers.
It's a good song. Because the night belongs to us. Yeah.
What about the night? Makes you change.
I'm going to go with Gio Urshela. This is a classic. Kyle, I would have this clipped before the game even starts. Gio Urshela always does this. He goes in a little funk where you're just about to be worried about him, and then he hits a home run. This is a perfect game for that Gio Urshela home run. Lock it in. If it doesn't happen, I'll Venmo all of you $1,000.
When you said all of you, who did you mean?
Me.
Just yourself? Does it show up if you Venmo yourself? Can you Venmo yourself money? It'd be funny if it showed up.
Try.
Jake's just paying himself again. Out of all the home runs that Gio Urshela has hit in his life, he has one, two, three, four, five, six off pitchers whose name end with a Z. So that helps you out.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He got Steven Geltz. He got Darwinzon Hernandez. He got Martin Perez. He got Edison Volquez. He got Erasmo Ramirez and Eduardo Rodriguez. So, yes, I'm serious. Why would I joke about that?
Zach, whose homer draft picks do you like more?
Zach, hold up. What if I told you 1, 2, 3, 4... He's got five homers off pitchers whose last names start with M.
Who?
Gio.
Gio does.
Jake's just making great calls here.
I'd like all these stats to be null and void.
You want me to?
All these stats to be null and void.
Thought that was a sound clip. No, I'll go Jake.
How funny is it when Zach makes picks he doesn't believe in? Did you hear what Jake said on the Instagram?
What did he say?
He said that you never choose him and you only choose me as a bit and that you're not actually being honest with your picks.
I never said the word bit.
You think I've never chose you on this show
ever? I've never said the word bit.
Before today, you think I never chose you.
And that was a lie.
He did say that you never choose him.
I think if we went through the
homer
draft,
you might have said it's a thing.
I think you've picked Jimmy's picks 70% of the time.
I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. Well, I don't know exactly, but I think I
Feo in the chat, one of our hardcore fans. Whoa, the rare Jake pick from Zach.
Yeah, but I've predicted more homers up to this point.
I mean, you've been cold since April. I told you I was spotting you April. So yeah.
You know what? You know what would make you feel better?
Yes.
I think my percentage of picking correct homers is not really good.
You're winning 5-3 in May.
Yeah.
I got a Ford homer though. I didn't type in the picks as we were making them. Who are they?
I took Glaber and Gio, left side, strong side. You went Clint
Voit
and Voit.
Two guys who have never talked to each other.
That's not true.
They've talked to each other, obviously. They have to. It's a weird dynamic between those two. What's next? Over under.
Over under.
We pushed last game.
It's push.
It's badass. Kluber versus Mats. Jay's offense is good. Yankees offense. It's a weird lineup. I think it's a classic 8.5. I think it's a lazy 8.5.
Kluber. That might be bad, though, right? I'd say 9.
Okay, 9. Nice.
Saved you.
I think over.
Yeah, you think they'd do it?
Yep. I think Kluber gives up a couple runs here today, and then I think the Yankees get to Mats, and then I think Grichuk gets a 2-run home run because he's a little butthead. Sup, Randall?
Sup, Randall.
Sup, Randall.
What's up, Randall? It feels like the over.
Yeah. We're tied in this. We're both 20 and 23 in the over-under. Per the score.
I want the over.
Okay, so we're both going over?
I think that's the pick.
It's 9? I already wrote it in there. God, I'm dumb.
Dog, I'm gum.
Dog, I'm gum. Dude, I haven't had gum in a while.
I had a piece of gum.
I love gum. I don't know why I've been off my
Saturday, game. And I'm not a gum guy.
I stopped chewing gum when I started talking into a mic all the time because my mom yells at me whenever I'm have gum in my mouth doing a show. So
you'd think I'd be a gum guy. I'm just not.
I wouldn't think you'd be a gum guy.
Well, that's because you know me.
Yeah.
But the outside world.
Jake's a chomper when he chews gum.
I reek of gum guy. I'll come out of my bedroom smelling like gum.
No.
Like I'm covered in gum.
No. No.
It'll be you, me, Zach, BBD in a hotel room or mm-hmm. doing a trip or something. And I'll come out in the morning and they'll be like, you are covered in gum.
Yeah. He pronounces his C's like G's sometimes when he's.
So that's gum. Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is really elasticy. Kind of like Spider-Man dick.
Do you have any more gum? More gum, more gum, more gum.
Are you the guy that gives out gum or are you taking gum from people who are offering?
So that's the thing. Yeah. I think
Jake's
I'd be
a taker.
I'd be a great give out gum guy, but I don't like gum, so yeah. I've never had it. Know where gum lost me. You want to get real on here for a fucking minute?
Yes.
Thanks, everybody.
We have to do our premonitions, which I already did.
When they started doing the varieties of gum, I think we've done this somewhere, probably JJR ad tomorrow. I grew up a traditional stick gum person, and then they started doing the cubes, and they started doing the little pieces. Like, I'm an old school gum guy.
Want to know what gum sucks?
Yes.
Trident.
Wow, no ad.
Orange gum. And I had a buddy who only ate Trident orange gum. And then he'd pop a piece in his mouth and be like, do you want one? And I'd say, no.
Did you and I?
I'm not a fucking psychopath.
I think we got.
I'm going to eat Trident orange gum.
I think we got.
It's basically
mad
like
somewhere.
Eating an orange peel.
Yeah.
Just chopping on the orange peel.
Flavored Jeez. Gum. Flavored gum regularly.
No, if you're eating gum and it's not mint, lock yourself up.
If we were doing...
Unless it's the occasional weird off-brand gum.
If quarterly, 4 times a year, someone was like, try this flavored gum, I'd be like, hell yeah. And you have it and you're like, okay, that happened. If someone regularly has flavored gum...
No, you can't. You gotta lock those people up. Can we lick Big Red... And put it on her forehead for a weekly dumb?
Yeah.
I think you should.
Need to.
That's going to be fun. Do you have a premonition? I already gave mine. Gardy, +2.
+2 for Gardy.
Yeah, his...
We'll see that in the analytics.
His plus minus is going to be 2. What's yours? People are waiting.
I have... It always comes back to hugs. What looks like it could be a backbreaker for Kluber, a ball just goes foul.
You've been really into backbreaking predictions lately. Just to let you know, this is your second in like 2 games.
This is not a backbreaking prediction.
You just use the term backbreaking.
It's close to that.
Oh,
the ball goes foul.
Okay. Just think you're obsessed with broken bats. Backs. Dumb or cum? What was it?
Thanks, everybody.
See you guys later. Goodbye.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.